WTFR.
We are sick and tired of the New York media dominating and controlling the news around the world. We are sick and tired of having to keep silent as the white genocide continues. Well, we're not remaining silent anymore. Scream from the fucking rooftops with Mike Sledge here on News White People Can Use, where truth and real news is called anti-Semitic.
Yes, news white people can use. I am Mike Sledge. It is Thursday, and oh my God, thank God I set the alarm for 9:50. I almost missed this show, folks. And it wasn't because I had been drinking or out or doing bad things. I almost missed the show because I fucking fell asleep, and I am now an old man who can't stay up late anymore. I am an old man who, you know, I would have been embarrassed if I was late for the show for the simple fact that I hadn't had anything to drink. I ate some catfish, cheese grits, and cornbread from a redneck restaurant that I pass through after work every day. I ate that with some sweet tea, laid in the bed, and when my alarm went off, I had forgot I set it for 9:50. I was thinking it was 5 o'clock in the morning when I have to get up to go to my fucking mundane job. But no, and I almost got scared because I thought I'd miss the time for when I actually get paid for doing something. Nah, just kidding, Sean. That's a joke. Welcome, everybody, to the broadcast. Great broadcast tonight. Let me get my sleep voice out of the way here. You know what? Let me start off right. I can't talk about the Jews unless I have some fucking vodka. Let me see what I got left over here. I haven't drank anything today. God damn it. I can't do this show sober, folks. I've tried over the years to do radio sober, and it is a never drive while not drinking. It's very important. So let me do a shot of, I have some Tito's vodka here. Pretty good vodka. If you're looking for a vodka, you know, Tabitha does great shows on cooking and nutrition and food. I will be the expertise on liquor and alcohol. If you're going to buy a cheap vodka that's decent for the money, Tito's vodka from Austin, Texas, pretty good. The only thing bad about this vodka is that it reminds me of Oracle. It might have some esoteric vodka undertones that you don't like. Let me drink this. I can drink this vodka and still say nigger, right? I won't get kicked off the Tito's vodka from Austin, Texas, like I did Oracle for saying nigger. Hold on. Nigger, 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 nigger. Hold on. Let me have some vodka. Oh, God. I'm still in the air. Damn. Thanks, Sean. This vodka is better. All right. Now I'm ready. That's my coffee. And I'm ready to go. Great show tonight. You know, I was thinking, just a random thought that I had. a random thought. You know, most people in this type of radio don't like sports. They say, oh, sports is bread and circuses. How can you watch sports? I am looking forward to the SEC championship this Saturday with the Georgia Bulldogs versus the LSU Tigers, Louisiana State University. Here's why, folks. Hear me out. Hear me out. I am looking forward to the SEC championship football games this weekend. And here's why. Most people in the movement look down on sports as a, you know, bread and circus event, a distraction, something that a aware or an awake person, Jew-wise, oh God, I hate that word, Jew-wise, you know? I hate that word, you know, Jew-wise sounds like something the Kikes would have invented if they were the ones who wanted to describe waking up to their criminality, right? I am very Jew-wise. Fuck you. I talk about Kikes and niggers. Niggers, Kikes, and Hodges. Niggers, Kikes, and Hodges. That's it. I'm not Jew-wise. That sounds like something the Kike would say. Jew-wise. Anyway. But anyway, I disagree with sports being bread and circuses. Here's why. I think watching sports is the ultimate white nationalist pastime. Okay? Because, look, hear me out. I am so white nationalist that I feel like I'm the white team owner sitting up in the VIP box yelling at the niggers running the ball down the field. Hey, you fucking nigger, run for a touchdown. What am I paying you this money for? What am I paying you for, you stupid fucking coon? Run that ball. Run that ball. So when I when I think of sports, that's what I think of. So anyway, anyway, by the way, you know, people have weird, let me tell you something. Everything is so sanitized today. Everybody thinks that words don't have meaning. Words have very important meaning, folks. Very important meanings. And that's why people's names have meanings. And this country has become soft. This country has become weak. Very, very weak. So on this broadcast, I have a little clip here. Sean, if you would, play that first clip I sent you of weak names, because this is going to sum up my show for a night. You're going to love this. It reminds me of Kyle and Tinia. Listen to this. Weak names from George Carlin.
And I'm getting really sick of guys named Todd. You know, yeah, it's just a goofy, it's a goofy fucking name, okay? Hi, what's your name? Todd. I'm Todd. And this is Blake and Blair and Blaine and Brent. Where are all these goofy fucking boys' names coming from? Taylor, Tyler, Jordan, Flynn. These are not real names. You want to hear a real name? Eddie. Eddie is a real name. Whatever happened to Eddie? He was here a minute ago. Joey and Jackie and Johnny and Phil, Bobby and Tommy and Danny and Bill. What happened? Todd. And Cody and Dylan and Cameron and Tucker. Hi, Tucker. I'm Todd.
Hi, Todd. I'm Tucker.
Fuck Tucker. Tucker sucks. And fuck Tucker's friend, Kyle. Yeah. There's another soft name for a boy, Kyle. Soft names make soft people. I'll bet you anything that 10 times out of 10, Nicky, Vinny, and Tony will beat the shit out of Todd, Kyle, and Tucker.
So take that. Take that, retrograde. All right, I'm done talking about these losers. What the fuck ever. That's a great clip, by the way. Great fucking clip. Let me just start out the show with this. You know what's funny? Is how the media, how the mainstream, lamestream, oy vey, kike, Jew media is always late reporting basic facts that we in the alternative media, that we hear like on platforms like WTFR have been way ahead of the curve of for months, for years. Let me just say this. Back when I was on fucking Oracle, Toracle with Dove Cohen, I did a show on Jeffrey Epstein. I did a show back in 2012 on Jeffrey Epstein blackmailing and being a pedophile and most likely being a Mossad asset and a front. Now you turn on the Jew Kike Drudge report, and I was watching Fox News when I was getting ready for work yesterday, just because I watch it when I'm getting ready for work, so you, the listener, will not have to sit through Kike programming at its worst. And guess what they were talking about on Fuck News yesterday morning at 3:30 in the morning when I was getting ready for work, because I have to be at work early. How they think Jeffrey Epstein might have been part of a blackmailing operation that might have been, quote unquote, state sponsored. No shit. Now, isn't it funny? When it was Saudi Arabia that had hacked into Twitter, they mentioned it was Saudi Arabia, which is also another kite country. When it's China that hacks into our technology to put out bootleg products, they mention it's Chinese state spying. When it's Russia barely meddling in our elections through Facebook and social media, they mention it's Russia state-sponsored hacking or blackmail. But guess what? When it's Israel, actually involved, whether it goes back to Jonathan Pollard, who was a Jew spy going back to the Reagan years, or Epstein, who was a Jew spy working for the Mossad, they never mention that it's Israeli state-sponsored spying. They say, he was most likely working for a state, an out-of-state sponsor spying. Amazing, amazing, amazing. They won't even mention that it's Israel doing the spying when it's Israel. It's a third-party state-sponsored hacking. I'm so sick of this shit, folks. These fuckers never tell you the truth. When it's Israel doing it, Israel is the number one spy against the United States. Did you know that Israel does more spying and hacking against the United States than any country in the world? They steal more technologies than China steals, okay? As a matter of fact, Israel is the second step in the transfer of technologies to communist China, okay? It goes like this. It's not that the Chinese are so smart. They're not smart. The Chinese are only as smart as their fucking egg rolls and fucking wonton soup and the bullshit they sell. Israel is the number one transfer of technologies to China. Israel steals the technologies from the United States, then ships them to China, as Trump would say. China, okay? There would be no major Chinese theft or hacking without Israel. And this is very important to understand. This goes back to the Jonathan Pollard spy case. Jonathan Pollard, when he was interrogated and he went to prison, and by the way, he was released under Obama, under Obongo in 2013, I believe, and he was released from prison, and he immediately went back to his dual citizenship home of Israel, where he wouldn't face further prosecution, like they always do. Who was Jonathan Pollard's biggest client as a spy? It was Red China. China, okay? And by the way, the Kaifeng Jews are a Chinese cell of Jewish Chinese bankers who run the Chinese Central Bank. This is why David Rockefeller, David Crockefeller, David Oive Rogenfelt, Rogenfelter, which is his real name, changed it to Rockefeller, said in his book that China was the most important trade partner for the creation of the Jew World Order, because they control, the Jews control the central bank. And this goes back to the Opium Wars. When the British Yiddish ran the Opium Wars, they actually took over and brought in the Kaifeng Jews, which go back to 1620. 1620 AD. That's how far back the Kaifeng Jews go back to controlling the Chinese central bank. So you have to understand this. And maybe I'll put some pictures of the Kaifeng Jews in the chat for people to take a look at. Yeah, China, Trump says, is the biggest problem. China is nothing more than an outpost for Jewish control. That's why Walmart was so important. That's why all this Chinese bullshit so important, because the Jews are making nothing but bank on cheap shit. China is an outpost for Israel. China is the ultimate endgame for all stolen technologies that Israeli spies and Israeli hackers steal from the United States. It goes straight to China, folks. And that is the big secret. The other big secret they don't want you to know is Saudi Arabia is a Jew state. The House of Saud is a Jewish family. Read the autobiography of the House of Saud, written by Rolf Azzasad. Saudi, he admits to being Jews and the cousins of the Jews. Saudi Arabia was set up in 1932. Saudi Arabia is the second Israel. China is the third Israel, with the central bank being controlled by the Kaifeng Jews. You must understand this. If you don't understand this, you will never understand international politics, international relations, and how this whole system really fucking works. But that is the truth. That is the juice, folks. Okay. So, here's another interesting story that I find funny. Mayor Michael Bloomberg has now announced that he is running for president of the United States of America. Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense, Bloomberg. What pollster is Michael Bloomberg hired? Makes a lot of sense. This country, as it was deceived by Donald Trump and moving to the populist right and the populist nationalist right, they think that, you know, you have to understand that most people think that Donald Trump in the States is a nationalist populist. He's not. He's a Jew tool. But nonetheless, he pretends to be a nationalist populist. This country is moving to the white nationalist populist direction, whether the Jew media likes it or not. Donald Trump is why they put Trump in office. The simple fact that he pretended to be a white nationalist populist candidate in 2015. That's why he was elected. This country continues to move toward the right as the whites get more disillusioned and pissed off by the Jewish homo Jew World Order agenda. This is a fact. So you at least have to pretend to be a white nationalist populist to get elected here in the United States at this point. Even in England's becoming that way as it gets more crazy with the fake Trump lookalike Boris Johnson. But Michael Bloomberg seems to think that he can just show up in an election as Michael Bloomberg and eat matzo ball soup and run as a liberal Jew Yorker who's worth $50 billion. Oh, yeah, Mr. Bloomberg. Yeah, your campaign's going to do great when you come to South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, you dumb fucking kike. You're running as a New York Jew who's worth $50 billion and who's 77. You're running as a boomer Jew who's worth $55 billion. Oh, yeah, your campaign is going to take off like a fucking kike rocket, Mayor Bloomberg. It's going to do great. You know what? Let this dumb Jew spend $5 billion and lose it. He's not going anywhere. I saw his first campaign ad. Hey, they vote for me. I was in the nursing home, and I love the peanut butter cake.
I am a Jew dying slowly. I'm worth $55 billion and I'm from New York. I want your vote. I think I might have a chance at the Electoral College in a white nationalist, moving right, populist vote demographic. Hey, stick the IV back in your arm, okay, pal? Get back in your bed, all right? Eat some more matzo ball soup broth and think about it. You know what? Don't tell him anything. Let him spend $5, $6 billion before he figures out he can't win. He's so fucking stupid. What pollsters do these fucking kikes have? I think it's fucking hilarious, by the way, folks. I think it's hilarious. But yeah, it's so that's the latest candidate they're going to throw it your way. They're not even trying with Mayor Michael Bloomberg. They're not even trying to fool you. With Trump, they had this guy that pretended to be a fake white nationalist, populist kind of candidate. With this guy, they're saying, hey, you know what? They're so arrogant and lazy now, they're just going to send a 78-year-old Jew from a nursing home worth $55 billion who was the mayor of New York to run as the candidate. They're like, you know what? This is our guy. This is it. Send out the kikes. Send out the clowns. So anyway, that's where we're at with Mayor Juberg. It's funny. Oh, Joe Biden got in the fight today. Not that anybody cares about the news. Joe Biden got in a fight with a supporter I think he was in Iowa today. He got in a fight with a reporter, challenged, not a reporter, but an actual heckler. And Joe Biden couldn't even do a Punchline Comedy Club heckler proper debate. He, listen here, you're a damn liar. I'm Joe Biden. I challenge you to an IQ test and doing some push-ups. Joe Biden challenged the heckler to an IQ test and to do some push-ups with him. You know, when you challenge a heckler to a push-up contest, I want you to do the IQ test because that is really stupid. You know, even if I could do a shitload of push-ups, I would never challenge a heckler to a push-up contest followed by an IQ test. Joe Biden, you just proved that you're one step in the IQ chart above an orangutan. Oh, I'm sorry, orangutan. Joe Biden just proved that he is losing it, that he needs to go back to the nursing home. You know, this makes sense. They're sending Joe Biden back to the nursing home, the Jew nursing home, and they're wheeling Michael Bloomberg out the other door as they're sending Joe Biden in. Makes total fucking sense, doesn't it, folks? One kike nursing home patient coming out the back door and the other one entering in the entrance. And never forget, on Thursdays, they have turkey and dressing at the nursing home. It's like Thanksgiving every fucking Thursday. It's like Oh, by the way, the Mr. Rogers Neighborhood movie opened up last weekend here, starring Tom Hanks. Yeah. Like we didn't need another, you know, and I have family members that say, oh, I want to go see the Mr. Rogers Neighborhood movie. I love Mr. Rogers. Fuck Mr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers was the beginning of the downfall of Western civilization. This fucking cuck. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. Will you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Do you like my green sweater? Do you like it? Oh, yes. Welcome to my neighborhood. Oh, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day in the neighbor. No, it's not a beautiful day in the neighborhood. My neighborhood that I used to live in was invaded by black people. What neighborhood is he talking about? Send this fucking Mr. Rogers guy to Detroit with the lead in the water. And him to talk about, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I love living around a bunch of disgruntled niggers. Won't you be?
will you be my nigger neighbor? Would you be my nigger neighbor? How you doing?
And the mailman, you remember the white mailman that looked like John Bolton with the walrus mustache? There's no white postal worker that looks like that. They're all black here in the States. The post office job is like a welfare job now here in the United States. You know, they don't give a fuck. They throw your package at your front door out of the fucking post office truck. They don't give a shit. It's all damaged. The box is all dented by the time you get it on the porch. Fuck you, Mr. Rogers. Fuck you. You deserve a Reginald Denny brick today, like they had in the LA riots.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. Won't you throw a fucking brick at my head today?
Yeah, fuck you. And Tom Hanks is playing Mr. Rogers. By the way, have you seen the Epstein Island list of who flew on the Lolita Express? Take a look at it. You might be shocked. Or you might feel like you've received the shocker. It's ridiculous, folks. It's ridiculous. Yeah. And Sean, great point in the chat. They will never live around these groids. They never do. They live in gated communities, in their oy vey gated communities. They don't have to live around these people. They want us to live around these beasts, these fucking degenerates, these fucking wild animals. They want our people to live around them. Absolutely true. And, you know, we just have to do like Nancy Reagan said and just say no. We don't want to live around these people. We don't want to be around these people. They are wild beasts. When you go to the zoo, you make sure the animals are behind the cages. Why should I live next door to one of these degenerate fucks? Not going to, not going to do it. Wouldn't be prudent. Fuck Mr. Rogers. I don't care what Mr. Rogers says. We're not going to live around him. But that's the whole point. This is what they want you to do, folks. They don't have to live in the hellhole, the multicultural hellhole they've created for us. They don't have to live in it. They live in it. And it is a damn disgrace. HBO is coming out with a Watergate series. You know, let me say something here, folks. Watergate was total bullshit. You know, Richard Nixon and the breaking of Watergate was total Jew-created bullshit by Woodward and Bernstein, the two Jews. Oh, by the way, I was watching some of the impeachment hearings today. On my lunch break at work, there was a Jew professor from Stanford named Jenny Carlin. There was another Jew professor from, I think, Harvard named Feldman, and another Jew professor from Princeton named Goldstein. So you had three Jew lawyers being questioned by a Jew lawyer congress critter. So it was four Jews talking back and forth about impeachment. And I'm sitting here going, you know, literally, well, I was at a fucking Dairy Queen, which was probably owned by a Pajit, watching the impeachment hearings on the TV as I'm eating fucking onion rings and a double cheeseburger. And I'm watching this, three Jews. Was it two Jews, one cup, three Jews, one cup? I guess the congressman was the one holding the cup. Three Jews, one cup. Was the impeachment hearing.
Oy vey, maybe he should be impeached. Oy vey, maybe he shouldn't be impeached. Oy vey, we're going to impeach him. Oy vey, I have a question. Are you Jewish? Hanukkah's coming up. Are you going to make matzo ball soup? Oy vey, maybe he should be impeached.
All right, there's the music, folks. First break. We'll be back on their side. News White will be used. WTFR.
You're always there. Every time I cry. Now, an army may be likened to water, for just as flowing water avoids the heights and hastens to the lowlands, so an army should avoid strength and strike weakness. And as water shapes its flow in accordance with the ground, so an army manages its victory in accordance with the situation of the enemy. And as water has no constant form, there are in warfare no constant conditions. Thus, one able to win the victory by modifying his tactics in accordance with the enemy situation may be said to be divine. Of the five elements, water, fire, metal, wood, and earth, none is always predominant. Of the four seasons, none lasts forever. Of the days, some are long and some are short, and the moon waxes and wanes. That is also the law of employing troops.
We're in trouble all the time. You read about us all in the papers. We walk around and bump into walls. A blind delegation. And we ain't afraid of high power. We're bulletproof. And we never hide our eyes and our pistol power. Justice and truth. We're the Department.
Do we have you there, Mike? Mike might have taken his leave from the microphone for a second. for what I understand, he's still online.
I'm here, sorry.
Oh, there we go. There we go. All right, go ahead, sir.
God damn it, Sean. You know, I have to walk downstairs to get a cup of water, and sorry about that.
I might have to lengthen the breaks. They don't really go for that long, so I might have to lengthen them a bit so people have got things, they've got time to do things.
Well, it's hard when you're a degenerate smoker like myself, and I'm like counting down. I got 30 seconds. God, I got time to light it up, smoke three hits, get a glass of water, run up the stairs, do a line of coke, then I have time to get back behind their mic. Thanks, Sean. Thanks a lot, man.
Exactly. It's like, thanks for the 1.5 fucking minutes, Sean.
No, I barely had time. I barely had enough time to do my methamphetamine that I do every night, you know.
I know. Go ahead.
So,
you're right, mate.
For the retrograde listeners, for Kyle and Tenia, I didn't have enough time to put my methamphetamine in my meth pipe.
he still has a needle hanging out of his arm. He didn't have time to fucking pull it out. I mean, Jesus.
No, the smack hasn't even kicked in. I barely had enough time to chop up the meth to put it in the glass pipe. Smoke it.
Right? No, go ahead with this show, mate. Sorry about that. I am going to lengthen the breaks. I think they're a little bit just too short, so I'll work on that in the next week.
Sean, it's actually my fault tonight because I woke up, I set my alarm, and, you know, I go to work at like 5 o'clock in the morning. So, to do my Thursday show now, I have to, I try to go to bed by like 5:30 or 6 and sleep for 3 hours.
Oh, it exhausts you. It exhausts you. I mean, I know, because what happens is I'm an insomniac, and what happens is, you know, and I think I became an insomniac because I had to work for New York for so long and adjust myself to that time zone. I know exactly where you're coming from. All of a sudden, you know, you're thrown into the night shift or the morning shift or whatever. And your mind just can't always cater for it. So you wake up, you wake up early in the morning as you have to, like 4 in the morning, then go to work at 5. And then you come back, and then before you know it, you fall asleep on the couch or you fall asleep on the bed or whatever. And then you get up and go, oh shit. Am I meant to be there for Mike's show? Am I meant to be there for Tabitha's show and everything like that? But, yeah, no, I know where you're coming from. So, yeah, no, don't sweat it. Go ahead with your show. Loving it so far.
I was actually going to say, Sean, before you go, is that, like, tonight, I came home from work. I get off work at, like, 3, 3:30, And of course, me being a degenerate alcoholic and a meth addict, like all of us are here at WTFR, we have to smoke our meth to do these shows.
Pass me the doobie.
According to retrograde. So I get off work after working a whole shift and managing groids and all kinds of people.
yeah.
Telling them what to do all day from 5:30 in the morning till 3:00. And then I get home, and me being who I am, like you are, do you think I'm not going to have like 5 or 6 beers when I get off work? Come on.
Hey,
I mean, let's be honest here.
Let's be honest here. Apparently, I have 12 beers a day. 12 beers a day, according to Ren Grenade. So,
well, my favorite was the video that Kyle and Tinia did talking about you that I watched not too long ago on YouTube.
It went for a whole hour. I couldn't believe it. See, I hadn't watched it. When I last went to the States, I was traveling with a gentleman called Petr. He was actually from Czech Republic, but was working in the States for a long time, legally, of course. And then he said he's going back to his hometown to spend time with his family once he's finished work. And he did that. What happens is he said, hey, did you want to hear this clip of Ren Grenade talking about you? And I said, what clip? And he said, it goes for about an hour. It's, well, after you quit, they had a lot to say about you. And I went, I said, not really. I said, why would I want to listen to that? I said, it's only going to be negative. And he goes, oh, you don't want to listen to it? I said, no, not really. And I didn't listen to it at that time, but later on, a good 2 years later, I listened to it and I watched what they were saying and everything. 95% of it was absolute crap, but they did get one thing right. I am an alcoholic. And actually, there was another thing they got right as well. Grenade actually confesses right there within that hour, I actually liked Sean's show. I really enjoyed Sean's show. And I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah. And my favorite part of that hour-long clip is Kyle. And what's so funny is they're both sitting, and they look so awkward and fucking tight and uptight and white bread, like Wonder Bread, sitting in front of a fucking tie-dye backdrop. It looks like they just came from a Grateful Dead concert.
And it almost looks like Sinead deliberately put that dress on to look like some sort of form of hippie innocence, as if to say, look, I'm not the one that's criminal of this. Sean is. But they really did look difficult. It sort of looked like this. Oh, yes.
So it looked like a hostage video from Iran back in 81, you know? They're both sitting in front of the camera. She looks like she didn't even shave her armpits. She could get that real Grateful Dead hippie girl look, you know?
The only thing
They're both sitting there. And Kyle goes, well, you know what happens when you drink. I used to work at SeaWorld as an announcer. But you know what happens when you drink a 12-pack a day? It fills your body with estrogen. And I am full of testosterone.
He really looks like he's filled with testosterone too. You know, the funniest thing that you just said was that she's got these, she didn't shave her armpits, and all that was missing that day was this. I'm smoking a cigarette. Did you like it? Yes, 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 I'm French. That's why I don't shave my armpits. Right? She really did
Like
look
the pike hippie French chick. I'm from France. I'm smoking cigarettes with armpit hair. I got armpit hair. Ooh, I love the Grateful Dead.
I didn't get enough donations this week for a cigarette, so I'm smoking my armpit hair.
Next thing we're going to hear about, instead of coons sleeping in the middle of the road, we're going to hear about ex-renegades.
You know
passed
what?
Out armpit hair in the middle of the road while you're driving your truck.
You know what? Right. You know what Anthony Hobbit is doing right now over there? He's looking to smoke her armpit hair. He'll do anything just to suck up to her butthole. It'll be like, I'll smoke your armpit hair. And she'll be like, oh, get under here. Get under here. Start smoking my armpit hair. Just use it like a bucket bong. Light those armpit hairs up and start sniffing.
Irish will get you high. It'll get you higher than spice. Yeah, fake marijuana. By the way, I just have a new sponsor. It's Renegade Broadcasting. They're going to now sell my Life Straw. Life Straw that filters out the water. This time, you just stick it straight in a Renegade host ass and suck it on out. Makes strictly for Anthony Roberts. It is kosher quality filterized shit water.
This is kosher shit and armpit hair. It's all kosher. It's you know what's happened, Mike? You're gonna look under her armpit where the armpit hair is, and it's gonna have a big K shaved out of it.
Is that for kosher?
Yeah. Or... yeah, right? Kosher or kike?
You're going to have a big U with a circle around it underneath their arms.
Oh, shit. Hey, you've still got a lot of clips to play, so I'm going to let you get back to it, mate.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I hate when you leave, but go ahead.
Yeah, all right, mate. Hey, you know what? If you get through your clips, we'll still have time to talk. It's all good. Have a good show.
Yeah. Thanks, brother. So, there was our Renegade Retrograde broadcasting update there tonight here at WTFR with Thought It's Free Radio. By the way, I want to welcome, I didn't properly give an intro here, 1650 AM in Buffalo and those listening in the Aussie Alpines. Thanks for tuning into this broadcast. And we're going to make it, folks. We're going to make it. Getting back to the Jews or the news that white people can use against the Jews. So I'm looking at this Epstein thing. There's actually, you know, now that, you know, it's funny. Jeffrey Epstein is now dead. And so I watch a little bit of lamestream Jew media just to see what they're talking about so I can talk about it on this broadcast. It's funny. When Jeffrey Epstein was alive, they were not talking at all about the fact that he was running a blackmailing operation for the Mossad. Now that he's dead and they have no case, you can't have a case anymore. The chief guy's dead, okay? There's books coming out. Epstein was blackmailing political figures for Israel. This is on Drudge Report right now. Fox News yesterday, I was watching yesterday after work. They were all talking about Epstein being a pedophile and working for the Mossad as a blackmailer. Now that he's dead, they're all coming out of the woodwork. Let me tell you something. Like I said before the break, I did a show on Epstein on Toracle back in 2012 on the fact that he was working for the Mossad and blackmailing me, a guy that, you know, is just a regular guy that talks about the Jews on a fucking internet radio show. They are multi-billion-dollar operations that have private investigators, high-priced Jew lawyers. They can do exposés. They can spend money. They can send journalists to travel over the country to uncover dirt, and they uncover nothing. They do nothing but cover up for these kikes. They do nothing but cover up for these Jews. That is all they do. And now that their chief witness and their Jew case is dead, now all of them want to keep their credibility. Tucker Carlson on Fuck News. Epstein, the pedophile Jew blackmailer. Fox and Friends, the Epstein, the pedophile Jew blackmailer. Now they all admit what we knew 7 fucking years ago. But they report it now because the chief witness is dead. Well, he might not be dead. He might be drinking Manischewitz on a beach somewhere in Tel Aviv. I don't know. He might be a fucking crisis actor. I don't know. Nothing would surprise me anymore. And I'm not really one to get in conspiracy theories, but I mean, he's either dead, murdered because he was a problem, or they funneled him out. I don't know. If they can pull off a fake moon landing in 9/11, they can do anything, folks. So, I got nothing to lose on this show. I got nothing to lose talking about things on this show. You know, there's no evidence this motherfucker's dead. But on the books, he's dead. That's all that matters. You know, there was an actress. It was Olivia Newton-John. Sean might know this from Australia. Olivia Newton-John, who was in Grease, who was in all these movies. Back in the day, huge actress from Australia back in the day. Her husband was a billionaire who faked his death and disappeared. So he wouldn't have to pay alimony or some shit on that level. Okay. And almost got away with it. I think he almost got away with it. I'm not sure. Maybe Sean knows the details of the Olivia Newton-John fake death deal. But if this guy can almost pull it off on an Olivia Newton-John fucking level, okay, then someone like Epstein, who's working directly for the Mossad, can easily pull off a fake death situation, folks. It's not hard to do. It's not like it would be a massive conspiracy or anything. So this happens all the time. So my theory is, I don't know what happened to this guy, but he's not in the New York City jail anymore. And everybody had a reason for him to be gone. Okay. But it's funny now that whether he's dead or in Tel Aviv drinking margaritas on a beach, he's gone and the case is gone. But it's funny now, all these news networks, because you have to understand, those that listen to platforms like this, WTFR or Thought is Free Radio and alternative media outlets, we are the new journalists. We are the real new investigators. The Jew mainstream media doesn't investigate shit anymore, but they're losing. The podcast world is growing and growing every day. It's going through the roof. These people are losing. You know, there are many alternative media sites that have more listeners than CNN, than MSNBC, than any of these fucking sites. Fuck News is a Jew nursing home site. Their target audience is drinking prune juice in a nursing home, okay? So they are losing younger viewers, younger listeners. They have to now compete with us. You know, 7-8 years ago, like when Sean and I were on platforms like Oracle, they didn't care about us. They never mentioned platforms, alternative platforms. They never even paid lip service to topics we were talking about. But now they have no choice. They have to now pay lip service. They have to pretend to cover some of the topics we talk about. I heard on the show The Five on Fuck News the other day, like a week ago, they were talking about white genocide. No shit. Fuck News. Discussing white genocide on their show. They have no choice but to talk about these things. We, all of us within the alternative media, have forced them to cover certain things that they never would have covered a few years back. This was the importance of the Trump presidency. Yes, Trump is a fake. Yes, Trump is a Jew asset. Yes, all that is true. Okay? It's all true. But the fact that they had to run that type of candidate for political office means that they have to now pretend to be coming from our mindset, from our wheelhouse, in order to compete now. This means that they no longer, for the first time, folks, for those listening, for the new generations coming up, for the first time in my life in studying politics, the alternative media, the underground, now is driving the agenda when it comes to topics. The mainstream Jew kike media no longer can control the narrative completely like they used to be able to. They can't pull off a 9/11 now like they did in 2001. They can't do it today. I'm telling you, that's why they haven't done it today. They would do it if they could, believe me. They want nothing more than to go to war with Iran right now. But they really can't pull it off because they no longer completely control the information and they no longer completely control and can set the news narrative like they used to be able to do. This is just a fact. Okay? This is a fact. And this is a good thing. But it's also a dangerous thing because remember, a cornered Hasbro rat, a cornered rat, a cornered Jew rat is even more dangerous because they're desperate. They are so desperate right now, folks. remember, their number one weapon is not the military. It's not even the Federal Reserve. It's not even money. Their number one weapon that the Jews have always had in their arsenal was and is the media. And they have to completely control the media in order to completely stay in power. So for those listening to this broadcast, I want you to understand that there's no reason to be down. There's no reason to be disheartened. We are actually winning this fight. We are chipping away at their power each and every day. They will never admit this. They will go down lying to you until we physically remove them from their news desks. Remember, the media will tell you that everything is okay in Zogland all the way. I mean, there could be a real revolution. You know, if this was 1933 and the NSDAP party was taking power here, let's just say as an example in this country, the Jew media would never admit that this was true until they were physically removed from their chairs in their New York and LA broadcasting studios. Okay, folks, they're never going to totally admit, but they are going to co-opt. They are going to lie. They are going to cover stories that we cover because they have no choice. So what we've been able to do is force them, force their hand, force them into covering some of the topics that we cover to keep some of their credibility, because they have zero credibility. And let me tell you something. I know this is true. When I go to work, when I talk to people, when I go out to eat, I'm one of those type of people. I always like to talk to people that I don't know in the streets, out in the open. I go up to them and go, hey, what do you think about this, about that? I'm one of those type of people because I like to use that as a measuring stick on where society stands in this fight. And I am telling you, in the last 3 years, I have talked to more people than I ever have, and I've been awake to what's going on. Sean's been awake to what's going on for a long, long time. Hell, Sean's been broadcasting going back to like 2002. We have been doing this for a while in alternative media, and I can tell you, I'm going to speak for myself here, but I can tell you, I have never seen the awakening that I have seen in the last 3 years. It is absolutely amazing. Yes, and they still need to be, Sean's absolutely right, they need to be held accountable. Yeah, we need to have the day of the rope. I mean, I'm not going to lie. The day of the rope. You know, that might be a little hardcore for some, but these people ultimately are traitors, that they are guilty of treason and selling out of white Western civilization, and they need to be held accountable to the fullest extent of the law one day. And guess what? I believe that day is quickly approaching. You know, when I talk to some of my son's friends, you know, he's 13. A lot of his friends I talk to, and a lot of younger people, they are way more right-wing and way more awake than my generation, Generation X, or even millennial generation is. I'm telling you something. The powers that be, the Jew power base, is in a race against time. A race against time. Because this generation, what they call the Zoomers, are the total opposite of the Boomers. And I'm going to tell you something. There's going to be hell to pay. And let me tell you why, Boomers. Let me tell you why, sellouts that have sold out your own race, that have sold out your own people. You sent your children, not me. My son goes to private school. We make it happen. We work our ass off. We make it happen so he doesn't have to go to school with these degenerates, with these fucking fucks. But I'm going to tell you something. You Boomers who have sold the young people out and have forced them, especially white working class families, that have forced your children to go to schools with these animals, that have sent your kids into zoos, that have doped up your kids, that have done horrible things, child abuse, in my opinion. This generation coming up will hold you accountable for your crimes because you did not listen. You are guilty, and you wanted riches for yourself, and you did not care about the life quality for your own children. And you forced them into multiculturalism. You forced them to grow up in these situations. And I am sick of you. That generation, especially that boomer generation, was the most selfish and destructive generation that has ever been in existence in white Western civilization. You sold out your own children to this bullshit that you did not have to deal with. When you went to school, you didn't have to deal with these animals, with these fucking assholes, with these fucking monsters that beat up your own kids. And you drugged your own kids. And you treated them like shit. And you force them in these multiculturalist hells, hell holes called schools. You will be held accountable as well. And you deserve the retribution. You deserve to pay for all that you've done. You selfish little fucking pigs. You're the love generation turned out to be the most hateful generation that ever existed. And you are guilty of child abuse. You are guilty of being a members of a cult that is so damaging. It has destroyed a whole generation of kids. It makes me sick at my stomach. You know, where I work and I have to deal with a lot of younger people who come in for jobs and I have to train them and that kind of thing. Let me tell you something. It breaks my heart sometimes when I see white kids, 18, they're still kids to me. I'm 48 years old. I see them come in, these young people, they come in looking for a job. 17, 18, 19 years old, they have no hope. Many of them were addicted on opioids or methamphetamine. You know, we joke around a lot in this show, but I'm not joking now. This is the truth. A lot of the drug abuse is directly linked to the fact that they were thrown into these multicultural situations, that they were thrown into these fucking multicultural zoos, and they had to deal with survival on a daily basis, with no hope, with their future, looking at their future, going to some public school with a bunch of fucking animals, and their future literally consisted, in their minds, of leaving school and looking at working for some soulless corporation controlled by kikes who only care about monetary numbers on Wall Street, who don't care about their quality of life. Why should they have any hope? This Zionist system has given them no hope. Many of you parents out there have given them nothing to live for. Well, if they're stumbling upon this broadcast, I want them to know that here at this channel, WTFR, with Thought is Free Radio, we do care about you. And I hear the music picking up on their side, news white people can use. You're right. I'm just working on myself. They go, well, you know, if you want to talk about it, I'll be here, you know, and you'll probably feel a lot better if you talk about it.
Absolute morality. The absolute morality that a religious person might profess would include what? Stoning people for adultery? Death for apostasy? Punishment for breaking the Sabbath? These are all things which are religiously based absolute moralities. I don't think I want an absolute morality. I think I want a morality that is thought out, reasoned, argued, discussed, and...
WTFR.
Yeah, great song there. When I grew up, I want to be a big rock and roll star. You know, when I was in high school, when I was in school, I had dreams. I didn't have to worry because, you know, I'm from Generation X, and I think we were the last generation not to really be beat down with the, you know, it was the beginning of the multiculturalism in the schools. But when even when I went to school, when I went to public school for a while, and then, of course, I went to private school because I came from a very wealthy family who is elite, and I have white privilege, and I don't apologize. I'm just kidding around. but seriously, folks, we were the last generation that did not have to deal with, you know, this is, and I really want to hit this home, the show, because I am sick and tired of shows that I hear on other networks bashing young people. I'm sick and tired of it. Millennials, the fucking Zoomers, they're always on their cell phone. They're always all good. You know, fuck you. Fuck you. You old Rush Limbaugh, withered prune juice drinking, Jew infested kike motherfuckers. Fuck you. I'm sick of that shit. You put them in this survival mode situation. You sent them to schools where they literally, some of these white kids have to fight every day at school against a bunch of feral fucking gorillas to survive every day. Just going to lunch or the bathroom is a question. It's like a prison at some of these schools. And I have family members who are teachers. There's fucking wire and fences around these schools. They look like fucking prisons. No windows. Soulless fucking institutions. Soulless death camps. And these are supposed to be the institutions that are going to be creating the next generation of leadership for the white Western civilization? You have created a death cycle. A death cycle, okay? If you can, and this is why it's so important, if you are a white man and you are married and you have children, you need to be working your ass off, okay? I'm not married anymore. I have a son. I work my ass off to make sure that he has whatever he needs so he doesn't have to deal with this. I don't care about myself anymore, okay? I don't care about myself anymore. I don't go on fucking trips and spend a lot of money and all this bullshit. I don't drive a fucking midlife crisis fucking convertible. If you are a parent and you're driving an expensive car and your child is going to public school or and not being homeschooled, and if you're driving an expensive car and your son has to fight every day or your daughter has to fight every day, not to get raped or beat up at a fucking re-education camp, at a kike re-education camp called public schools, you are a bad parent. You are not doing your job. You make me fucking sick. I'm just going to tell you, you make me fucking sick. This is the next generation. This is the most important resource that we have in white Western civilized world. It's the next generation of leadership. And, you know, like I told you earlier before the break, when I talk to some of these kids that I train at where I work, they confide in me like I'm a father or something, some of these young guys. It really is sad because they have no family life. They have no parents to talk to. They have nothing. You've thrown them out like discarded pieces of meat. And you wonder why they're on drugs. You wonder why they don't give a fuck, why they commit, why the suicide rate in the Western, white Western civilized world is so high. It's through the roof right now. Because they would rather die than live under your Zog, Zionist kike system. It's sad. It really is. And we have to do better, folks. We have to do better. We have to do better. And I'm tired of watching the news. You know, well, these kids are on drugs. These kids are, they're addicted to computers. They have no dreams. They have no dreams. You know, when you talk to a young person today with no dreams, it's fucking sad, folks. Dreams are what make life worthwhile. You know, to have a vision of where you want to go. When you talk to some of these kids today, they have no vision of anything. They're just like, well, I just need to make some money to pay my car note, or I think my girlfriend's pregnant. That's it. There's no vision. There's no plan. I remember when I was, you've stolen their dreams. A whole generation of children have no dreams because of this kike system, because of this Jew world order. They have no dreams. When you steal the dreams and you destroy the visionary sense and the visionary mind of a whole generation, you destroy Western civilization. These Jews have Hollywood. These Jews have big money jobs to go to. They don't go to the public schools. They don't get educated where a lot of these white working class kids go. They don't have to deal with the shit. They live in gated communities. They go to their Jewish Hebrew schools. They go to their fucking special neighborhoods. They shop at different stores. They have their own communities. But white kids, white working class kids, not only have to deal with the reality that they're not of the bloodline to be in the high paying jobs because that's all rigged by the Jews, but they have to literally fight for survival every day. They literally have to fight, literally. Bare knuckles fight against fucking black people, against now Muslims coming in, third world populations flooding in. And if they're white girls, it's even worse. Many of them are raped. The rape, let me just say this. Many white girls are raped so much in these schools, it's not even reported. And I know this for a fact. And nobody listens. Nobody cares. Oh, gee, I don't know why they're all on drugs these days and they don't care about showing up to work. Why would they give a fuck about showing up to work to your fucking Jew corporation that's soulless, that is a dream crusher, that has some repetitive job where they just stand up all day doing the same bullshit over and over again to sell a product that makes you Jew CEOs millions and billions of dollars while they barely can pay the rent making this cheap plastic fucking soulless product in your kike fucking corporation? It's disgusting, man.
I don't understand why they don't have any dreams. You know, when I was a kid, hard work. You know, I remember I had my first... Fuck you, man. I remember when I was 16, I worked my ass off and bought a Mustang convertible.
Well, good for you. Maybe you can roll up the top of that Mustang convertible, put it in your fucking garage, turn the engine on, close the garage doors and suck on the tailpipe and fucking die and do us all a fucking favor, you fucking moron. You sucker of Jew cock. Go ahead and fucking do it.
I don't understand why they're on drugs. They don't have no...
Because you destroyed their dreams. You and your mindset. All you need is love. Buh, 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 buh. All you need is love. Love. Fuck you. You know what I say? All you need is hate. Buh, 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 buh. All you need is hate. Hate. Hate is all you need. Hate is all you need, you boomer fat fuck. Don't tell me about anything.
I just don't understand why the world's awake.
Fuck you. Go to a McDonald's, you fucking boomer. Go eat there. And I'm sorry if this is a negative show, but I'm pissed off. Because I see this every day, especially when I go to work. And I try to help kids. You know, some of these kids that I talk to, some of these young guys that come to work for me, they don't want to go home. They would rather be, you know, I'm ready to go home. I hate going to work. If I didn't have to go to work, I wouldn't. But you got to do what you got to do. These kids don't want to go home. You know, it's heartbreaking. They're like, Mike, you have anything else for me to do here at the job? I don't want to go home. That's fucking sad, man. You know, if the one thing we can accomplish at platforms like this, and I'm so grateful for Sean for having this platform for us to do these type of shows, I want to make sure we need to bring back dreams. We need to bring back dreams for these young people. It breaks my heart to see them without vision, without, you know, a generation without vision is the downfall of civilization. With no vision, we all perish. And this generation that has created this hell, this Jewish propaganda generation, this Zionist controlled generation, and it's not all the boomers' fault, and I don't mean to place all of it on them, but that generation, I mean, the majority of them sold out. The reason why Western civilization is like it is today is because that generation in the 60s, predominantly, the beginning of the end is what I call it, sold out. Not all of them, but 80% of them. 90% of them were selfish, live for today, don't care about tomorrow. You know, that is not the Aryan way. That is not the Aryan mindset. The Aryan mind, the Aryan way is not to live for today. It's always to live for today to make sure tomorrow is better for our next generation. You know? And that's the way, you know, with all my faults, all my problems, I think about this every fucking day. I want my son, when he's my age, to look back and say, you know, my dad might not have been perfect, but he fucking tried. And he warned me about this shit. Yeah, and I agree. Set free. RBN telling the host not to be so negative. They want safe spaces and want no negatives or truthy. Yeah, thanks, Seth, for that comment. That's absolutely true. Why are you so negative? What is there to be positive about? We have to figure out a way. And I'm going to tell you why negativity is here. Because, and it goes back to the vision thing, to the dream thing. Without dreams and vision, without creativity, isn't any wonder... And I remember Sean brought this up to me when we talked off air on Skype one time, he said, he told me, I believe it was him, that told me they're destroying the art and the music classes in schools. This is very important. This is something that needs to be addressed. This is done systematically. You know, for years, people poo-pooed art and music in schools and classes like literature and this kind of thing. These classes are very important because that is what creates dreams. That is what creates dreams, vision, to think outside the box. They don't want these kids to think outside the box. They want these kids to be so brainwashed into not having any critical thinking skills, not having any dreams, but just to be so focused on doing a repetitive job. This is why they're bringing in the non-white populations. This is why they're bringing in, this is why they're browning America, why they're browning Australia, Europe, while they're bringing in the mustards, while they're bringing in all these third world populations. These populations, for instance, in America, the Mexicans, for instance, I've worked in South Georgia on labor, on manual labor jobs on farms when I was in high school. Okay, I worked at a cotton gin for a little while. I've done hard labor in my life. You know, they're bringing these people in because they don't question the system. They will work for lower wages. They will be obedient slaves because that's how they were bred. They were raised into be just workhorses and not to question or to think about anything differently from just their basic labor function. This is why the Jews want to get rid of their only adversary, the white race. You have to understand something. The reason they want to destroy the white race is because we are their only true adversary. Okay? Satanic. The word Satan in Hebrew simply means adversary. Anything that is against Judaism is Satan, is satanic, is the devil, the white devil, right? Anything we do, they deem as evil because we are their only true adversary. These other races they're bringing in to replace us with don't have any vision like we have. The Aryan mind is so complex. We are not meant to be manual laborers. We are meant to create civilizations. We are meant to create new technologies. We are meant to create new governments. We are meant to create new politics. We are a race that shoots for the stars. Isn't it funny that the space, and I know a lot of people out there don't believe in the space program, it never happened, blah, 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 whatever, fuck you. Okay? The space program was an extension of the Aryan mind. Wernher von Braun, coming out of National Socialistic Germany. We reached for the stars. We created white Western civilized governmental society, and we said, you know what? We've civilized the Western world. Where can we go next? What is the new frontier? Isn't it funny that the first black president, or whatever the fuck he was, the first kike black president, Barack, the Jew Obama, destroyed the space program? Don't you find that amazing? I do. It was no longer shooting for the stars. There was no longer any hope, any vision of something greater than what we have here. It was, you are forced on this fucking Jew concentration camp, and you will be forced to work for a soulless kike corporation. And you will die if you can. You know what? I can't afford to die. You know, my mom passed away last month. My dad a couple years ago. It's like the average funeral is 20. I can't afford to die in this kike world anymore. $20,000 to die. $10,000 to be fucking cremated at these Jew kike nursing homes, funeral homes, whatever. They get you when you're born, and they profit on you when you fucking die. It is the sickest system that has ever been devised. And the only thing that held this system, the only thing that held Western civilization together, the only thing that held our civilization together, even during its downfall over the last 30 years, was vision and dreams and a hope that one day our Aryan minds would be able to come back and to reemerge and to reach for the stars. And now that is dead. When you take the hope away from an entire generation, you destroy civilization. And that is what they have done, and they've done it on purpose. Because the Jew power base, the Jew structure, does not want thinkers. They don't want visionaries. They think they can, and by the way, this is why the Jews love Asia. This is why the Jews love China, going back to what I was talking about at the beginning of the show. They think they can get just enough ingenuity from the Chinese and the Koreans and that kind of thing, the Japanese. They think they can get just enough ingenuity of new technology from those people, from Asia. And they don't need us anymore to create the latest technologies. That's what they think. But they don't understand that the Asians don't really create new technology. They steal it from us. Like I was describing, in the beginning of this broadcast, they steal it from us. The Mossad steals our technologies and they ship it to Asia. It's all bootleg. They don't create anything. It's stolen white technology. We still create all the new technologies. We still create all the new ideas. And so, but anyway, all right. Sean says the list of audio I still have. Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Sean, and play. Let me see here. I want to make sure I got the right one. Yeah, go ahead and play clip three. Skip clip two, play clip three. Thank you so much.
Of a basketball joint. Ever since I was a little baby, I always be dribbling. In fact, I was the baddest dribbler in the whole neighborhood.
Basketball Jones, the basketball Jones.
Yeah. No, that was perfect, Sean. I'm glad you brought up that clip, because that clip summarizes exactly what I'm talking about in this show. I got a basketball Jones. That was by Cheech and Chong, by the way. I love that. That's Basketball Jones. There's no way you could put out that song today. That would be called cultural appropriation. By the way, I met Tommy Chong. I saw Tommy Chong at the Punchline in Atlanta back in 1998 doing a stand-up show by himself with his wife. Great guy he was. Very nice man. I'm a big fan of those guys, by the way. But there's no way you could put out a song like that today. No way you could do Basketball Jones. That would be cultural appropriation. And that's racist, man. That's racist, man. You know, think about it. In the Jew system that we have, yes, brainwashing and distracting sports like b-ball, that's racist. By the way, I love when Sean does the, that's racist and shit, man. I was eating my grits, man. I love it. But listen, in a way, they've destroyed, think about this for a second. They've destroyed, I was talking about dreams and visions of the Aryan race, of white people. They've destroyed the dreams and visions of our children, of the next generation of white people. But guess what? The only people with dreams and visions now are Jews. Their dream of continuing to run the world and turn it into the Jew concentration camp, not for Jews, but for us. The real Holocaust has been the white genocide that they've ruled over the last so many years. And the other dreams and visions are for the young minority kids, black kids. They might be a basketball player. They might be a football player, nigga. You know, all this kind of shit. You know, this tells you, only in a Jew system would a teacher barely make enough to survive, and a fucking groid who can put a fucking ball through a hoop when he's already 7 foot tall can make $25, $30 million a year. Only in a kike world is this possible. Where groids running a ball down a field or putting a ball through a hoop, putting a ball through a ring, make more than doctors, than nurses, than teachers, than engineers. People who put us into fucking space, who designed rocket technologies, make less than these fucking degenerate monkeys running a ball down a field. Think about that for a second. Only in a kike society would this happen. Fucking disgusting. We'll be right back for the next half hour. WTFR, news white people can use. This is Mike Sledge. Be right back.
The basic thesis of Sun Tzu's The Art of War is to try overcome the enemy by wisdom, not by force alone. Sun Tzu believed that a military struggle was not only a competition between military forces, but also a comprehensive conflict embracing politics, economics, military force, and diplomacy. The attitude of Sun Tzu towards war is one of extreme prudence, earnestness, and seriousness. He said, "War is a matter of vital importance to the state, a matter of life or death, the road either to survival or to ruin. Hence, it is imperative that it be studied thoroughly." The Art of War by Sun Tzu.
Blind to see.
yeah, no more Mr. Nice Guy. And there's not going to be any, well, I don't know if I ever have been a nice guy. I'm pissed. I'm pissed at the Zog system that I live in. And all of us should be. We should not have to put up with this anymore. And this show is dedicated to the next generation. I am not one of these prune juice drinking, fuck news, Sean Hannity, Rush Humps, Hush Matzo Ball listening boomer faggots that loves Donald Trump, make America great again. This country hasn't been great for years. Make America great again. Fuck you. This country's been in the shithole since about 1973. Well, actually 65 when he passed the first immigration bill. The last real politician that we had in this country was George fucking Wallace. Maybe Lyndon LaRouche. We haven't had a real leader in this country for years. Make America great again. When was it great? It was sold out from the very beginning. This country was nothing more than a plantation for the British mercantile class to exploit white slaves to build up an empire so they could turn it into a free trade engine to create their Jew world order. In reality, to be honest with you, this country has sucked from the very beginning. Sorry to give you the bad news, folks. Sorry to break it down that way. But at least we had Aryan minds and Aryan dreams. The only people that have dreams today are the Jews who run the system. They can be Hollywood producers, or they can be the CEOs of the sports teams. And then the blacks who are the players of the sports teams that the Jews own. That is basically the whole economy of white Western civilized world today. No space program, no going to Mars. No new medicines. Our roads, our infrastructure is crumbling in this country. Our roads have turned into total shit. Basic shit like that is falling apart. Our cities have become third world shitholes.
Will, the black unemployment rate is down. Aren't you happy?
The black unemployment rate is down. Really? Really?
The unemployment rate is the lowest it's been in 35 years. Great.
So we're working a repetitive manual labor job for some kike who runs a multinational corporation that doesn't give a fuck about our future. Great. Great. And I'm paying what? How much money are they paying for healthcare every month? So the Jew doctors can make money? Fuck you. Fuck your system. We're losing big time. Big time. And people wonder why. You know, I'm so sick and tired of Alex Jones talking about school shootings. You know, oh my God, isn't there a school shooting? It's a false flag operation. You know what? I'm going to break it down on this show tonight on News White People Can Use with Mike Sledge. I'm going to break it down tonight. You know, a lot of these school shootings and shit like this is fucking young white guys who fucking have had enough of Zogland. Yeah, put that in your fucking pipe and smoke it. They're sick and tired of everything. They don't give a fuck no more. You've devalued their life, so they don't value your life anymore, and they fucking snap. Not everything is a fucking crisis actor situation. You know, the crisis actor theory, in many ways, is the you know, a lot of these conspiracy theories are boomer machinations.
Oh, it never happened. It was a crisis actors, you know. There's no reason to shoot up America. This is the greatest goddamn country on the earth. There's no reason for anybody to shoot up no place, no work spot, no that kind of thing, school, nothing like that. This country is the greatest goddamn place in the world.
Really? Is it really? Is it really, you fucking faggot? Is it really? Keep on with your conspiracy theories. There's going to be more and more bad things happening because a whole generation has no dreams or visions and they are snapping. When there's nothing to live for, there's nothing to die for. and life becomes cheap. Think about that for a second. When life is devalued, and they've done this through pornography, through abortion, through a lot of things. When life becomes nothing and meaningless, you know, the chickens are coming home to roost on your system. When life no longer has value, people don't value life. And it is dispendable. That is just a fact. That is just a fact. So I don't sit here and go, oh, goddamn, did you check the ears? I think that was a crisis actor at that school over there. No, no, no. Maybe the kids are shooting up the schools because they are fucking sick of being slaves to your system. You have destroyed their souls and you've crushed their fucking dreams. Maybe that's what's causing school shootings.
Well, I think it's the medication.
Well, the reason they're on the medication is because you've crushed their dreams. You've destroyed their souls. You soulless kite fuckers. And that is where the Alex Joneses and these conspiracy retards miss the boat. You know, I'm convinced that a lot of conspiracy shows now are put out there to redirect the ability for most people to see that this system is crumbling, that this civilization is crumbling. Because the conspiracy theory is kind of like a drug, you know? It's kind of like, you know what? As Christianity and religion falters, conspiracies become the new religion, right? And that reminds me of a clip by Charles Bukowski. Hey, Sean, you got that Charles Bukowski clip? That'd be great. You can play that.
The genius of the crowd. There is enough treachery, hatred, violence, absurdity in the average human being to supply any given army on any given day. And the best at murder are those who preach against it. And the best at hate are those who preach love. And the best at war, finally, are those who preach peace. Beware the average man, the average woman. Beware their love. Their love is average, seeks average. But there is genius in their hatred. There's enough genius in their hatred to kill you, to kill anybody. Not wanting solitude, not understanding solitude, they will attempt to destroy anything that differs from their own. Not being able to create art, they will not understand art. They will consider their failure as creators only as a failure of the world. Not being able to love fully, they will believe your love incomplete, and then they will hate you. And their hatred will be perfect, like a shining diamond, like a knife, like a mountain, like a tiger, like hemlock, their finest art.
Wow. Wow. That is who I consider one of the new prophets. That was Charles Bukowski. Great, great poem, and great, just great all around. A man who got it, a man who could see through the bullshit back then. And by the way, he knew who ran things, by the way. I heard interviews with him where he actually called out the Jews, by the way, folks. They don't make guys like this anymore. They don't make artists like this anymore. He was the last of that breed. But, yeah, they will hate you. Those who talk about peace, those who cry out for peace, are the ones that you have to watch. They will destroy you. They will kill you. Even in the Bible, which is a Jew book, there is some wisdom there. It says, beware of those that call for peace, 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 then comes sudden destruction. The ones that always come in the name of peace and tolerance are the ones that seek to destroy you and your family. Make no mistake about it. And how have we got in the situation we have now? What did it start with? It started with the love generation, right? The love generation. Peace, man. We only want peace. You see these degenerates, these leftists in Germany, holding up refugees welcome signs. We only want peace. Your peace is leading to destruction. You have destroyed our countries and left our children vulnerable, left our wives vulnerable to predatory species who never should be on our soil in the first place. In the first place. And yes, set free, that was Charles Bukowski. In the first place. And the men, let me just say this. You know, the man's job is to be the protector of the family, the protector of his children, the protector of his country, of his borders, of his nation state. The men over the last 40 years have let Western civilization down. They have faltered on their duty to protect blood and soil. They have failed. And I'm so sick of these groups that blame women, that blame everybody. Even all this, you know, I can't stand the Jews, okay? I talk about them all the time. But at some point, our race is going to have to take responsibility for the fact that older generations before us failed in their duty to protect us. At what point does it become time to overthrow those that have committed treason? How long do you need to wait? We are more degenerate than Weimar Germany was in the 1920s, right now. And I'm so sick. You know what really gets my goat more than anything? Well, we just need to pray to God. We need to get on our knees and pray to God. Hold on, let me get on my knees so I can suck dick to Yahweh. Let me suck Yahweh's dick. Hold on for a second. I don't have no guns. I'm actually doing this, folks. I'm a boomer. I'm getting on my knees. I'm going to suck Yahweh. I'm going to suck Jew cock right now. I'm going to put that Jew dick in my mouth. Look, 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 just like Pornhub. Look, look, look. I'm going to suck that Jew cock, and I'm not going to fight. I'm going to pray to Jesus. Hold on. Let me pray. God, please help this generation of drug addicts and degenerates to find a job working at some soulless company so they can't afford health care and they barely make enough to live and they have no dreams and they're stuck here. There is no space program. God damn it. Thank you, Jesus, for that. We really appreciate that. I'm just going to pray some more here. I love it. I'm on my knees. I'm in the position. I'm sucking Jew cock right now. I just want to pray that we continue down this path of giving Israel all our money and we create more soulless multinational kite corporations so our kids can work there and do manual labor jobs where they don't think and we never go to the moon. We never go to Mars. We just suck Jew cock all day and give all our taxes to the criminal government and put all our kids on dope and give them cell phones. I appreciate that. Get up off your fucking knees, folks. You know, the one thing, and I hate communism. Communism is basically the Jewish religion put into to political form. But the one thing that Karl Marx was right about, religion is the opiate of the masses. Even the Jews knew that dumb shit would destroy even their system. We don't need any more prayers. We've been on our knees for years. Our race has been on its knees for years. It's time to get up off our knees and stand on our feet and reclaim white Western civilization. I see it's coming to the end of the show. Sean, yeah, go ahead and play the next clip. I think it's important. Go ahead. I'm glad you reminded me. I'm getting off on these rants today. Go ahead, Sean. Go ahead and play that next clip. I'm off my knees.
Are you kidding me? It's, and it's humid as hell. Where were you yesterday?
Kicking in the mall just the other day. I was checking out the girlies and the schmucks and the toupees. It was time to get busy. It started getting dark. So we busted out the door onto the sidewalk. Walking back to the hotel from the bagel shop. It was so damn humid. Air was on us like a mop. I was shredding like a mule. I was frying like a blitz. I was swimming in my shorts, if you get the hint.
Oi, it's so humid. Oi, it's so humid. Oi, it's so humid. It's like the sauna in here. Oi, it's so humid. Oi, it's so humid. Oi, it's so humid. It's like the sauna in here.
For the past 3 weeks, we were chilling out front. Working up an appetite, thinking about lunch. Motivating on the beach, hanging out by Wolfies. Thinking about Pumpernicks or maybe even Schultzies. I'll have a corned beef or a quarter pound of brisket. The salmon didn't look so hot, I didn't wanna risk it. Belching by the window, I was getting kinda hot. I felt just like a brisket that was boiling in a pot.
As hell. Oh, God, don't we have any friends with air conditioning?
Doesn't Myrtle have air conditioning?
Myrtle, you mean octogenarian mutant ninja Myrtle?
That's the girl. Myrtle.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's say, we walk over there.
What? No, what? Are you crazy? Hey,
let's
take this.
Let's say we take a bus.
Yeah, we take a bus. Let's be better. Okay, let's go somewhere. I'm frying like a blintz.
That was actually a meeting of the latest Federal Reserve Board planning out our fiscal policy for the M1 and M2 money supply for next fiscal year. What do we got? M1, M2? Should we release it? Deflate? Inflate? What are we going to do? Ah, let's go to the bagel shop. I'm boiling like a brisket over here. Yeah, everybody, that was Two Live Jews with Oi, It's So Humid. And I'm glad Sean reminded me of that clip because that really does sum up what we live under now, right? I mean, these people are spritzing all over the place. Not to, you know, not to be Yiddish here, but these schleppers are schlepping all over the place over here. They're going to the bagel shop. They're sitting back literally in their Federal Reserve buildings and their multinational corporations and their Julie Wood buildings, schlepping and splitzing all around, eating their bagels and fucking lox, and we're fucking humping it at their fucking soulless, mindless corporations, what I've talked about all show. And that is why we have to overthrow these fucks. They're parasites. They don't create anything. Remember, these people are good at stealing ideas and taking power. They don't create anything. Remember what I said earlier in the show. They're hoping the Asians will be their creative force. Remember, they want the Asians before they want us because the Asians, look, are smart people. You know, they really are, but they don't have the Aryan creativity. They are, you know, people that follow a regiment. These are people that follow the rules. You ever been to Singapore? Ever been to Japan? These people are rules. They are suckers for following the rules, not breaking out of the pack. The Aryan race is the lone wolf. The Aryan race breaks out of the pack. We are visionaries. We create new technologies. We create new governments. if we don't like the government we have, we don't just follow the rules. We fucking overthrow it and replace it with one that we want. We create governments. We create systems. We create politicians. We create the fucking technology. We don't follow the rules. Rules are made to be broken. Laws are made to be broken with the Aryan mind. We break the rules. In order to create a new system, you gotta break some eggs. You gotta crack some skulls sometimes, folks. That is just the reality of the situation. Was George Washington following the rules with the American Revolution? Did Hitler follow the rules? No. They broke the fucking Reich laws and they took back what was rightfully theirs. And they were sold out from within, as always is the story. We don't follow, we lead. The Aryan mind are leaders. We are leaders. We're not followers. We are lone wolves. We break out of the pack. Rules are for suckers. Laws are for the chattel. They're for the weak. Law actually comes from the Jew mindset, the lawgiver. Follow the law. No. We create law. We create governments. We create new systems. We rule. We break out from the pack. We're not mindless fucking laborers. We're not meant to do that. And that is why we're being replaced. That is why we're being replaced. And the Jew hates us because they can't create. We can. They want us destroyed. They would rather have a third world. You know, the Jews were happy when they ruled over the Caribbean nations, like in Haiti, and they ran the slave trade. They had nothing but groids on plantations, and the Jews sat in these nice plantation houses, and they ran these fucking sugar cane plantations and that kind of thing, or the diamond trade in Africa. They don't care about technology. As long as they have their big house, and they can eat and not have to do any work, and they can lord over other people, they don't care about technology. That's an Aryan thing. We created it. They don't care about that. They don't care if we slip back 200 years. They don't give a fuck. As long as they sit in that big plantation house and they have their house nigger, they have their field nigger, they don't give a damn about us. As long as they control the court system, the judicial system, and they have their way, they don't care. The only thing they care about is power and maintaining power. That is all they care about. And remember, like I said in the beginning of this broadcast, their number one weapon, their most important weapon, it's not the military. It's not. It's not even the law. It's the media. It's propaganda. It's religion, because religion is propaganda. Keep on getting on your knees and keep on praying. They're not praying. They're ruling over you. They're lording over you. White man, white woman, get up off your knees. Listen to my words right now on this broadcast. Get up off your knees and take back what is rightfully yours. You have given your rights away. You have given your land away. If we stand together, you know, Benjamin Franklin did say one right thing during the American Revolution. He said, if we don't stand together, surely we will hang separately. And we will. And we will. But I would rather die. I would rather die than spend another 20 years, 30 years in this kike world. In this soulless, sick, disgusting world where a monetary value takes precedent over human life, over creativity, over art, over new inventions, over new you know, it's time for new governmental systems. You know what's funny? Going back to people like John Locke and you know, the ideas that we had that created the new Western civilization, it is long overdue for a new political transformation. You know, the Aryan race, white people like to change politics, and we come up with new political theory that really takes form every 150 to 200 years. We are long overdue for a new politics. And I would argue it's already here. My next show, I'll really break this down. You know, I studied political science. That was my degree in college. And I will break down what I think the new politics is. The third way. The third position. Which is really where I think we're going. You know, breaking out. Again, the Aryan mind breaks out of the pack. The lone wolf breaks out of the pack. And now we have the left and the right, two wings of the same Jewish bird of prey, but a new politics is now emerging, and they're trying to co-opt it. It is the third way. It is the third position, and I want to talk about that on my next show. Thank you for listening, everybody. Take care. Get off your knees and stand up and fight Jew power. Thanks, Sean. Thanks for listening. Take care, everybody. See you next time.
Well, we're happy, Burton. You've been called out on so many levels. What do you have to say for yourself these days? Is that all you've got to say for yourself?
I may.